grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Sure is.
BFM gives you in-depth discussion on the weekly media coverage of marijuana every Thursday at about 4:20. We try hard.
We try.
It is what it is. Look, time is an ever-changing landscape. So.
It's relative, man. that was for Stephen Hawking, just being a little bit late. No,
yeah, nice. Good man. There you go. Yeah, John's pushing the mic in your face. You've got to talk
about
stuff.
Now, it seems like there's heaps of stories popping up in the New Zealand media about people that have set up hemp growing businesses all over the place.
Yeah,
you were about to say willy nilly, weren't you?
Willy nilly. Well, I'll say it.
Some of them look like kind of hobbyist. Some of the photos I've seen and stuff, and the Herald, it looks pretty rudimentary.
Yeah. I guess it's got to start from somewhere.
Is it a case of them going, pick me to grow the weed?
There's a little bit of that, a little bit of jostling, and that's all good. And people are demonstrating that, hey, it's viable. The government has put this bill in. Submissions close next Wednesday. We've got like six days, seven nights.
So it's next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, 21st.
Okay, I got that right.
Yeah. We should put a link up. We got a link on the normal website.
I'll share that on our Facebook page as
good.
Well. 95 BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry.
All right.
On Facebook and Instagram. Nothing.
So, the government's saying they want an industry. It's not exactly clear how that will happen through this bill, but that the bill is part of a wider package. There'll be more reforms to come. And it's important that people kind of say, yeah, we can do this. You know, this could be bigger than wine. This
totally.
Could be a really good export industry. It's also important because that's been a lot of the coverage is talking about exports and jobs. But it's important we don't lose our focus off the patients. That's what this is all about, is getting cheap, accessible, safe, high quality medicine to the patients.
That's the most right on use for marijuana as well. So it's the most righteous thing.
It's the most pressing.
You know? Yeah,
you've got to sort the medicine first, and that opens minds and disproves stereotypes, and wider law reform will follow.
Yeah.
Chris, can I just ask you a question?
John, that's what we're here for, mate.
Does hemp bud like normal pot?
Yeah, it looks exactly like it, pretty much. I mean, you know, it's a big sticky bud. It's covered in crystals. It stinks. It smells, you know, it's lovely.
But it's just CBD.
But yeah, there's no THC in it. So when you breed out the THC, you end up increasing CBD. It's very difficult to be high in both, but when you knock out one, you end up higher in the other.
Okay.
Yes, that's why when we've bred for THC, because that's the one that you can feel, so over thousands of years people have bred for that one, and that's knocked out the CBD in the process.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a precursor chemical called CBG that forms one of the two. You see, so when you select for one, you get less of the other. So hemp, we've done the opposite. We've taken out the THC and it's ended up as high CBD.
Right.
So all over the world, CBD products are made out of hemp. They're available over the counter. You just walk into a shop and buy them. They're non-psychoactive. They're non-addictive. No one's died. Who recommends that they not be scheduled in any criminal act or anything?
Can I make clothes out of weed?
Well, you could if you wanted. You could make a whole suit out of hash.
That would
you know?
Be fucking
yeah,
easy.
Yeah.
Probably couldn't travel.
It might melt off. But yeah, don't travel. But so hemp, you can extract the CBD. You can extract the terpenes and flavors.
What's a terpene?
The terpenes are the things that are common to other herbs. They're the smells and aromas and things, but they're also, a lot of them, are medically active. One of them, beta-carophyll, actually acts on the cannabinoid receptors. And that occurs in a few other foods and things too. So, yeah, the terpenes are a really interesting field. So there's a lot that could be done just under hemp without even changing, without this new law, right? But there's a block in the hemp licenses that says you can't do any of that. So this is one of the other things that needs to change. We need to not only change this, not only get the law through that the government's got in the Health Select Committee, but also
get down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, review the hemp regulations and take out the blockages there so that hemp farmers can actually be part of this.
That's got to be pretty similar to a lot of when, like, a radical law changes. There must be so many things that have to change along with it, you know, like...
That's true, yeah. Yeah, this is going to be
a butterfly effect, should we say. You know,
And One of the things that's happening is hemp foods, of course. That's all wrapped up in it too, because they have kind of tolerances for THC and
CBD.
Which
you can already get if you, like, yeah, you got the hemp food at the hemp store, but it has to be pet food. For your pets.
Take away to eat overseas.
Yeah.
It's for all the tourists on their way to the airport.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
That's only nice.
Yeah, yeah. Totally legal overseas. Legal to possess, just don't eat it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but that'll all change. What else has happened in the news? Oh, a new report came out showing that meth more accessible than cannabis.
Now, I was going to bring this up, but I just feel like the story runs every other day, and it's so true because, like, fucking meth is rife. That's just how it is. But what is this? Is this something
so,
legit?
Well, this is a survey of people, users, and reports on how easy it is to get or how quick it is. Could you get some within 30 minutes?
Wow.
And quite a high proportion of meth users said, yep, we can get it.
What area of New Zealand are they focusing?
Unsure, yeah. Possibly all over, possibly just Auckland, possibly I'm making that up. Unsure, let's read the study.
It's everywhere, so whatever.
Well, they're saying it's more prevalent in the provinces now.
The use is actually kind of move out, didn't it?
Yeah, and that feels right, kind of anecdotally. Eh?
There was an interesting, I was listening to The Wire today on BFM, and they were talking about this, and they raised some interesting points that meth is probably faster to make, easier to conceal.
We could have ripped some audio, John.
Yeah.
Had you told me?
If you're doing your job.
Yeah, we should be doing a better job. You're right, Chris.
But you're right, it's easier to make, it's quicker. You can cook up, like, you know, I don't know, $1 million in a night in a motel room, right? Or book a batch or something. I mean, this is what they're doing, right? Whereas cannabis, you've got to conceal for months on end to grow, it smells, and then you've got to try and shift it. And so for all these reasons, at the commercial end, the end that is purely in it to make money, you know, anecdotally, we've been hearing for the last few years that's what's been happening, and that's one of the reasons why cannabis has become harder to get in recent years. And also with synthetics as well, the same thing, you know, they can just import a truckload. So these are all results of the law, though, of what the police are doing and what the focus of the criminal justice system and the focus of the law up till now, right, has been to punish people and to have the police going around arresting people. They still do it. They're still prosecuting Green Fairies. That, in fact, was on Hui on Sunday, which was on TV3, and you know, despite what's going through with this new law, the police are still going around arresting people who provide to patients and some patients themselves, and you know, putting those through the court. And actually, the Ministry of Health has pointed out that under this new bill, with the statutory defence for terminally ill people, which is a good thing, but the downside of it is that the police will probably want to test that out in court to see what the boundaries of that is.
Just back to that easy to get peed, not as easy to get DAC. Police have they launched a crime task force in Tauranga, and it shows it's easier to get cannabis and meth. Easier to get meth than cannabis everywhere in New Zealand. So there you go.
That is a sad situation.
That's a fucking trage, man.
Yeah. that is really bad. And
hopefully we're right at the brink of this scenario and it's about to change, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly, you know, we need to change the law on cannabis, but I think we need to look at how we're approaching other drugs too, because clearly this ain't working and they're just simply not going to stem these imports that are just seem to be flooding in.
Quote from Jacinda Ardern, "The war against methamphetamine has failed."
Wow, there's our Prime Minister, eh?
The war on most drugs failed. It shouldn't be a fight. It should be a concern of the public and their mental health, right?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. I see Duterte in Philippines has withdrawn from the International Criminal Court because they've laid some sort of, or started an inquiry into him following, you know, 8,000 deaths so far in his war on drugs.
Right.
Yeah, some of which he claims to have done personally, but he seems like even more of a nutter than Trump. They had
It's crazy that there's so much America on everyone's TV and we can't seem to learn from their mistakes. It's crazy, yeah.
And yet it's all on. Right, what's happening right now in California is this massive cultivation conference because it's become legal in California now, right?
Right. Oh, like in a... Well, I mean, not in a federal level, though, still?
In a state level, the whole state of California, you know. And, it's certainly become a massive industry immediately. Yeah. And they have a very different attitude over there. It's about getting the cartels out and about bringing in what they call the mom and pop growers. They're not trying to shut them out. They're not trying to say this is all about big business.
Yeah, trying to keep the opposite. Local business.
Yeah, the perception we have is, oh, it's all kind of an outlaw thing. That's what the media sort of report here. But actually, they're really highly regulated and they're really conscious that they want everyday, ordinary people to be able to be involved in that industry so that they can go legitimate. Mm. And that's, in fact, one of the things that the East Coast guys have brought up is that they want to employ people with criminal records.
Yeah.
And at the moment they won't be able to, so that's another thing that they really need to look at.
Oh, there's a lot of knowledge sitting in
Some of the best qualified growers could well have criminal records. Right, that's on. Exactly right.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Always a pleasure, mate.
Thank you. See you next week.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.